Hello?
It's not going.
It's not going. Craig, look at it. It's not going. Yeah, it is.
Warren.
That's right there.
So we're gonna spend like a half hour talking for nothing because it's not gonna be recorded.
The light is green.
Okay, let's just go. I'll just pacify you.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren, how you doing?
Wait, I don't think it's on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you guys can hear us, raise your hand.
This is too much for me.
Yeah. Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. Yeah. Special edition.
Thank you for being. It's a special edition?
Yeah.
It's the Warren's birthday edition.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
He's
55 years old.
And this is.
He has reached Denny's senior citizen status.
Uh-huh.
He has reached IHOP's senior citizen status.
Yep.
He could go live at a retirement community now.
Oh, that's right. Saddlebrook, here I come.
Saddlebrook, Sun City,
yeah.
Wherever you want to be, you can be. You belong.
I mentioned to a German Filipino this morning that the highlight of my day is now that free breakfast at Denny's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't get better.
No.
But then we just had the discussion. Was it last week?
Uh-huh.
About IHOP.
Right.
And you get this big senior discount, but you also get less food.
Oh, look, we have background music coming in. We have Mexican birthday music.
Do your hi-hi-hi-hi-hi.
Yes. That's beautiful. We're losing listeners by the minute. Hi, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Moreau.
Why am I thinking?
Yeah, why are you thinking?
Thank you for wishing Warren a happy birthday. That makes my heart happy.
That was Craig's lovely better half.
Yes.
Spreading her joy for your birthday. My 55 years here on this planet. Yeah.
I remember the day you were born.
1967?
Yeah, I was there.
Were you really?
At the hospital, yes.
For what?
Yeah.
What hospital were you born at?
I circumcised you.
What?
Yes.
You never shared this with me.
Yes.
This is news. Tell me about
it. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, it was quite the small affair.
small affair. Didn't take much, right?
You got a discount.
Wait, what hospital were you born at?
I was born in Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, that's right, Illinois.
Silver Cross Hospital.
Silver Cross.
Where were you born at?
Good Samaritan.
Babe, where were you born at? What hospital?
She wasn't.
The best in the world.
Huh?
What's the name of it?
Hospital de Nogales.
Yes, it's world renowned, by the way.
Is it?
Yes.
For birthing babies?
No, for other issues.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't want to go there right now. This is a joyous podcast.
It is, yes.
So what's better, Denny's or IHOP?
Oh, IHOP by far.
Really? How long has it been since you've been to an IHOP?
6 hours?
What?
No, I didn't have breakfast there.
No? Yeah. Hey, but you did. Tell me about
breakfast in another state.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa.
And here I am. I'm a little verklempt.
Mm-hmm.
Because I left 70 degree ocean weather for 112.
Ooh. Yeah.
And that's quite a transition. And I'm like, oh my God. And then we start to have questions. Why are we here? Why do we live here? We've got
right.
This is like heaven to hell.
It is. This time of year, it is.
Yeah, it
absolutely.
Is. I mean, it is fucking miserable here.
So you had the chance today to visit the wonderful metropolis of Yuma, Arizona.
Yes, but what is a metropolis?
That's a large city. Yeah. Didn't you ever see Batman?
No, I just saw the Batman where they had a metropolis.
Yeah, he lived in Gresham City. Yeah, the metropolis.
John Gresham City,
yeah. So tell me about this.
Yeah.
What was this meal that you had? You said you had, it was voted the best in Arizona?
Oh, in Yuma.
The best burrito in
Arizona. It's a place called Chili Pepper.
Okay.
And it looks just as corny and shitty as I'll get out when you're approaching it.
Okay.
And they have this really strange drive-through, but it's not really a drive-through. You drive and you pick up. You like drive and you park.
Uh-huh.
Like out front where other cars can't back up.
Right.
And they run it out to you.
What?
They don't have like those spots. You know how you park in spots?
Right.
And that's a big post-COVID thing?
Uh-huh.
No. They, like, this whole line of cars that are just driving through the parking lot.
Whoa.
And they run the food out to them.
Whoa.
But we didn't do that. We stopped to eat because we've been driving for hours.
Was this place busy?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was, the burritos were unbelievable.
Okay, so for our listeners in other part of the world, because I think we're in 50 some odd countries now.
True.
Give a brief description of Yuma. Would you describe it as an armpit?
Shithole.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
And it's not pretty.
It's a very small community. It's
very beige.
It is beige all the way around.
Yeah.
It's like going to Baghdad.
You've been to Baghdad?
No, I saw pictures on the net, though.
But you said going to Baghdad. That would imply that you've been to
Baghdad. Don't you
remember
pictures of the Gulf War?
I mean, everything was
beige.
But how do we know?
Who was the stud scud?
The stud scud?
Yeah.
Stud stud?
Yeah, yeah. George Stephalophagus.
Oh, no. Snuffleupagus.
Don't
you remember him?
Yeah.
Sesame Street?
Yeah, Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, loves him.
Yeah, Bert
and
Ernie.
He was kind of like the Eeyore of Sesame Street. Oh, bother. Yeah.
Is Sesame Street still on?
I have no idea.
We had an interesting conversation the other day.
Who?
And you and I.
Uh-huh.
And I think we should take a trip back down memory lane.
Okay.
And the conversation was in reference to programs that we used to watch in the 70s and the 80s.
Okay.
That no longer could be aired today.
Eddie's Father.
Eddie's what?
Eddie's Father. Do you remember that show? The Courtship of Eddie's
Father. Yes. Was there a butler on there?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a servant. Yeah.
Okay. We can't do that kind of stuff anymore.
No.
Because we have a woke society.
Well, there was like Fresh Prince, but I don't even think that could because they
Fresh Prince of Bel Air?
They had a butler.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. What was
his name? Carlton was the...
No, that was the son, brother, the whatever he was.
He did the dance.
No, wait. Weren't there some... what about Fat Albert?
Hey.
Now, if they were to show that in today's...
Oh, there's no way. There is no way.
That somebody would be in jail.
Yeah.
Do you think they could air an episode of MASH with Klinger?
Oh, with Klinger dressing up as a lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he wasn't doing it for reasons other than just to get out of the army. He just wanted to get out of the army.
Right.
So he pretended.
But wouldn't that be offensive in today's...
To people who actually do that.
Yeah, in today's woke society.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not good. What other programs could not air?
I don't know. I don't know that there were many ones. There were some that were like progressive. I thought the Jeffersons was very progressive. There was an interracial marriage.
Uh-huh.
It was.
But that was risky back then, though.
Yeah.
Interracial marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about when Ellen DeGeneres came out of the closet? Do you remember that? Yeah, what show was that on? That was
Did that really surprise people?
No, it was obvious.
Right.
Yeah. But Roseanne Barr, what show was that?
Roseanne.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't they have a coming out in that episode?
Oh, the one daughter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I just know she's a lesbian.
Oh, big time Tweeter Eater. But that became like...
Now they're not going to let us have our program now. Because you say shit like that.
I didn't say that.
You can't say that.
I didn't say that.
You said that. I'm sitting
here. What did I say?
Tweeter Eater.
You can't say that on air.
But I'm repeating what you said.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
I said Heather Beater.
Heather Beater?
Yes.
What is a Heather Beater?
I don't know. What did you say?
I didn't. You did.
You
said Tweeter Eater.
No, you said it twice.
Wow.
We're going to get shut down by the FCC.
I don't think those things are nice, and I don't think you should say them.
No, I don't think so either. They could be offensive to other people. But would you consider...
Now, why would you say it?
Would you consider yourself one?
Yes.
Okay. This is no offense in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's different.
Why?
Because you say it in a derogatory fashion.
I don't. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think when somebody... chooses to live their life on their own terms and they want to pursue their own path.
Yeah, I love that.
I think it's more power to them. Yeah. And I know, especially you and I, we're not judgmental.
No.
And, you know, I do, you know, respect everybody just the same as we respect each other.
The only people I don't respect are people who don't respect other people.
That becomes an issue.
Yeah. Their lifestyles, their way of life, their...
But that's their choice, man.
The people who don't respect them?
No, no.
That's
the
not their choice.
No, I think the people that don't respect them, I think those are the ones that are extremely insecure.
Yeah, I agree.
And want to point fingers at other people to make themselves feel good.
There's really no room to disrespect people like that.
Craig.
No, I don't want this. I don't want you to do this.
Craig, I have to pee.
This hurts my heart.
This is my third Topo Chico.
Topo Chico?
Yes.
Wasn't that the sidekick to Tiny Tim? Do you remember Tiny Tim? And he had that little dog named Popo Chico?
Tiptoe through the tulips.
What was his sidekick?
Let me hear you sing that.
Tiptoe
through the tulips.
Too many years of cigarettes. I can't do it.
All right. Okay, I'll be right. We'll be right back. I got to pee.
Don't pee.
Okay.
Hold it.
Okay, bye.
Suck
it
out.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Warren?
Yeah, Craig.
Warren.
Craig.
I want to, there's something that really bothers me, and I want us to, get into this and dissect it.
Shoe size?
No. Shoe size?
Well, yeah.
We have the same shoe size.
You've been looking at my feet all afternoon.
I haven't been looking at it. I don't give a shit about your feet.
Yeah, you do. You've been looking.
Tell me this. What does do-wah-diddy?
Uh-huh.
Diddy-dum.
Uh-huh.
Diddy-do.
Oh, that's Bill Murray in
what
that
movie. What
does
it mean?
In the Bill Murray.
No, it's an old song.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
From Stripes. That's not Bill Murray. That was a band that did that song. It's been done a couple of times since. What does that mean?
Is this what's bothering you?
Yes.
This was your entire drive from San Diego to Tucson?
No, this is now. And sometimes when I look at you, I think about things like that. Why is that?
Do you see hollowness in my eyes? Yeah. Do wah.
Uh-huh.
Diddy diddy dum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's got to be something from the 1950s, right?
Does that mean did he do something?
Oh, yeah.
Did he do that? Did he do this?
Oh, no, we can't be judgmental.
But what is do-wah?
Do-wah. I don't know.
Do-wah.
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 So, you come home the morning after and it was like do-wah.
I don't know. Or is it like the Marines with the hoo-wah?
It could be. Yeah, what were those choruses or whatever they had in the, not barbershop quartets, but they were in the 1950s, like three guys singing together.
Barbershop quartets.
Perfect. Yeah. Didn't
Is it the little Motown groups?
Could have been a little, didn't they originally do the doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy do?
Who?
The one of those groups.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think so. I think it's kind of a 70s rock kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. So what do you want to talk about that's deep?
So this was in the 70s. Maybe. Okay. 60s, 70s.
Uh-huh.
How did they predict that P. Diddy was going to be a major rap artist? P. Diddy.
Who's P. Diddy?
P. Diddy. Chef P. Diddy Combs.
Chef P. Diddy Combs.
Sean.
Is he a big guy?
He's not a big guy. He's a big rap artist.
Okay. Is he rich?
Yes, extremely.
Okay.
And he, produces a lot of people. So how back then, because I'm assuming that, is do-wah diddy dumb?
Uh-huh.
So first, why did they think he was dumb? Uh-huh. And then what did he do? Because then they say, did he do?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. This is really bothering me.
Okay. Well, I don't know how we can get you some help on this.
I wanted you to answer me.
I don't know the answer.
You know everything.
Yeah.
You know everything. Pretend this is something about MSG.
Okay, monosodium glutamate. That's an amino acid. It's also a protein.
Right.
Right. Wait, I got to...
So take that same attitude about do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do.
I can't.
Tell me what it means.
You're the one with all the musical ability.
Well, what does that have to do with this? These are words.
I'm musically inept.
And you're a wordsmith. You know all these words.
Oh, I am a wordsmith.
You know way more brand new words than anybody I've ever met.
I want to talk about tourism.
Tourism?
Okay. Yes. Because it's an issue that bothers me. And I know this past weekend...
Why would tourism bother you?
Well, listen to this. So this past weekend, you had the pleasure of going to the beach out on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you said it was a wonderful
Lovely,
experience.
Yeah.
The videos that you sent were fantastic.
Uh-huh. Went out on a boat. Got to go out on a little boat.
Uh-huh.
It was wonderful.
And that's wonderful. But do you think tourism is harming our environment and areas like San Diego, Coronado, that type of stuff? I mean, it's built for tourism. So you're traveling to another place that's designed mm-hmm. by people that want you to see a certain perspective.
But the good thing is I didn't take any tours.
Why not?
Because I'm not a tourist.
Then where were you?
I was in the West Coast, enjoying the beach.
Okay.
I didn't take any tours.
But don't you ever get like worried about these people that take these trips like down to Cancun, Mexico, right?
Uh-huh.
And Cancun, Mexico is designed from their perspective of what they want you to see. It's not a perspective of real life, right?
No.
It doesn't portray.
It's a pretty drug-heavy
It's a drug-heavy community yeah. that's very Americanized. Uh-huh. So,
with a lingering cartel in the background.
Oh, yeah, big time. But so you have these Americans that mm-hmm. travel to Cancun, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I love Mexico, right? But that's uh-huh. not Mexico.
No.
No, it's
but
a
that's
tourist.
Okay.
What about Hawaii?
But, like, I like to go to San Diego or Coronado.
It's close.
And I like to go there, but I don't want to go to El Cajon.
No.
So
you need to speak more Spanish.
So what's the difference? But that doesn't mean that I don't like San Diego, even though El Cajon is technically a part of San Diego.
Right.
County.
Right.
But that doesn't... So I can say I love California, but that doesn't mean I love every little piece of California.
Did you go to Carlsbad?
No.
God, why not? No. That's where I went to high school.
Well, I went there before, and I flipped him off for you, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. You finally got back.
Several times. Yeah.
See, I sent my homie in there to get back to you guys, man.
That's right. Yeah. Both hands.
Yeah.
Both hands.
It was a double flip.
Yep. They were sorry.
Yeah.
And they apologized to you.
So I had an interesting question the other day from Sophia.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she saw somebody with the middle finger raised,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and I don't allow the children to do that.
Right.
And her response to me was, "Well, what does it mean?"
Mm.
So how do you?
Where did that come from first?
I don't know. Flipping the bird.
Right. What does that have to do with fuck you?
I don't know. And so trying to explain this to a 10-year-old little girl.
I don't
girl,
think you have to. You just say it's inappropriate for your age. I don't need to explain that to you.
Well, I have pictures of myself at that age giving the bird.
Well, that's different.
Why?
Because we did a lot of shit back then. Because we had zero, like,
parental
supervision. Yeah. Yeah.
There were no parents involved in our lives.
And you know those kids are doing that stuff when we're not around.
Right.
But why encourage it?
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-oh. Dinner's here.
Dinner's here. We're going to wrap this up. We're going to wrap this up.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we having tonight? What's on the?
I don't know. Line? You were the concierge who.
We're having a pizza.
Uh huh.
And we're having calamari.
Uh huh.
And this beautiful antipasto salad.
Ooh, delicious!
Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's your Mahuckin birthday.
My Mahuckin birthday.
Mahuckin.
Mahuckin. What is
Mahuckin? You can say Mahuckin because then you don't have to say motherfucker. So you can't offend anybody if you say Mahuckin.
You know, if you take your bucket list and you change the B to an F, it becomes
I've called it that forever, my fuck it list. Yeah.
We should make a fuck it list.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Next episode.
That'll next be our episode. Bucket list. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
There's things we have to do.
Yeah.
And we'll have to report to everybody on each thing.
Oh, okay. Thank you, everybody. Big hands at sleeplessinseattle.com.